This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. People whose homes were swept away by flooding in Libya's eastern city of Darna a week ago faced the dilemma on Sunday of whether to stay despite a lack of fresh water or flee through areas where landmines have now been displaced. Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones says floodwaters have shifted landmines and other ordinances leftovers from previous years of conflict.
A week on, Libyan rescue volunteers confront the devastation, describing the scene as tragic. Entire districts of Derna, with an estimated population of at least 120,000, were swept away or buried in mud. State media said on Sunday at least 891 buildings had been destroyed in the city, whose mayor has said 20,000 people may have died. On Saturday, the UN Libya envoy visited the flood-stricken Derna, where he checked up on field operations and met the head of the Eastern-based administration.
Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky commended soldiers on Sunday for recapturing the eastern village of Klishivka on the southern flank of Bakhmut, which the Russians claimed control of in January. The Ukrainian military said Kyiv's troops, quote, achieved success in the Klishivka district of the Donetsk region, forcing the enemy out of their positions. Two cargo ships have arrived in one of Ukraine's ports this weekend using a temporary Black Sea corridor established by the government. They're the first since Russia's withdrawal from a wartime agreement designed to ensure safe grain exports from the invaded country's ports. According to an online statement, two carriers docked Saturday in the southern Odessa region. This is VOA News. World leaders meet Monday at the United Nations in a bid to salvage ambitious promises to lift the planet's poorest at a time when vulnerable nations are facing a volley of crises. But the development summit on the eve of the annual UN General Assembly that opens Tuesday threatens to be eclipsed by growing geopolitical tensions, which will be symbolized by the presence at the meeting in New York of Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. In 2015, UN member states adopted the Sustainable Development Goals, 17 targets to transform the world by 2030, including by completely ending extreme poverty and making sure not a single of the planet's 8 billion people goes hungry. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said the summit will seek a global rescue plan on the targets, as he acknowledged only about 15% were on track to be met, and that metrics on some were heading in reverse. Climate activists sprayed orange and yellow paint on the columns of Berlin's landmark Brandenburg Gate on Sunday to push demands for a stop to the use of fossil fuels by 2030. More from AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
Members of the group The Last Generation used fire extinguishers filled with paint to spray all six columns of the popular landmark in Germany's capital on Sunday. Police cordoned off the area surrounding Brandenburg Gate and confirmed they detained 14 activists affiliated with the group.
AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma. The movies The Nun 2 and A Haunting in Venice nearly tied for the number one spot at the box office over the weekend, AP correspondent Marky Zaraletta reports.
I saw a nun.
The horror movie The Nun 2 earned $14.7 million domestically this past weekend, while the Agatha Christie adaptation A Haunting in Venice earned $14.5 million. If the numbers hold when the final figures are released Monday, The Nun 2 would be number one for a second straight week. The Equalizer 3 is in third place. My Big Fat Greek Wedding 3 is number four. Barbie is fifth. I'm Margie Zaraletta.
The United Auto Workers strike against three U.S. major automakers entered its third day on Sunday with no immediate resolution on the horizon. Union negotiators and representatives of General Motors, Ford, and Stellantis were set to resume talks Sunday, following the start of the most ambitious U.S. industrial labor action in decades. The coordinated strike comes at a time when Americans' approval of labor unions are at their highest point in decades, even as membership remains largely unchanged. I'm Joe Ramsey.